Blog Talk Radio.
And we are here and we are in motion. Let's go. Matters is that you receive the knowledge and the wisdom and that you're able to get it off. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get'emism show. I want to welcome y'all here. This Power Monday, and I feel like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. So we're talking about, does being loved, does love make you soft and unprepared? Does love make you soft and unprepared? I think it's a valid question. I'm going to tell you why. I think it's a valid question because so many people have been resistant to falling in love, to falling for somebody, to leaving themselves open and vulnerable because they knew that if they really poured their whole heart into any situation that they were in, they were likely to get hurt. So what happens when you have been coached, groomed, conditioned, brought up, and raised to be loved and to show love? You know, what happens when, you know, nobody has ever cussed you out or teased you or insulted you? You know, what happens when everybody has tried to work with you and has told you how smart you were, how pretty or handsome you were, how important you were, how relevant you were? What happens? Of course, it's a good thing to do. Of course, all children should experience that. Of course, we should all have experienced that growing up. But the truth of the matter is we haven't. And because we haven't all been raised that way and we didn't all grow up that way, it made many of us really hard, really tough. But in becoming hard and tough like that, we were also prepared for anybody who tried to harm us, who tried to diss us, who tried to front on us, who tried to play us, who tried to, we were prepared for that. But the thing is, it made us very resistant to showing ourselves, giving ourselves, and putting ourselves out there. Well, what happens when you didn't have a choice in that growing up? What happens when you had a mama and a daddy and brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles and cousins and grandparents who all worked together, even when they were upset with each other? What happens when you don't see examples of people leaving each other, dissing each other, teaming up against one another? You know, what happens when you witness as a child adults working things out, working things through, compromising with each other, sharing and being fair? What happens? Does that give you an unrealistic view of how the real world is? Yeah, I'm just asking. Does that give you an unrealistic view of how the world really is? So if I'm 5 or 6 years old, and since 5 or 6 years ago, all my parents did was show me how much they loved me. They didn't spank me a lot. They didn't hurt me. They didn't ridicule me. They didn't call me stupid. They didn't, even when I messed up or I made mistakes, they understood. They just, fixed everything for me. They just, raised me in such a way that I always felt special and I always felt like things were going to work out in my favor. That's the way I was raised. What happens when I'm raised that way? And then when I get to school, I'm dealing with children my own age who have been abused, who have been hurt, who have been teased, who have been insulted, who have been in dangerous situations, who have been in situations where they didn't have anything of their own. They've been stolen from. They've been, taught to steal. They've been taught to handle their frustrations or their anger or their negative emotions with violence. What happens then? What happens? How do you prepare your children for a world that doesn't give a shit about them when all they've experienced is everybody that they knew giving a shit about them, loving them, understanding them, encouraging them? What happens? What happens? What happens when that first bully tries to put their hands on your child? And that's not to say that just because you've been grown, you grew up with a lot of love, it don't mean that you didn't learn how to fight. But you probably didn't learn how to fight in all situations that, like situations that really didn't deserve for anybody to be violent. So if you grow up in an abusive environment, you see violence as a means to an end in almost everything. You don't give me something I want, I'm going to hurt you. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hurt you. If I see you getting more than me and you getting something that I want, even if I didn't ask for it, I'm going to get you. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to take from you. I'm going to steal from you. I'm going to make sure that you don't have it and that I do have it. Or at least you don't have it and nobody has it. See, that's what you get when you grow up in an abusive environment. But when you grow up in a healthy environment, which almost seems foreign to us now, but when you grow up in a healthy environment, you don't understand why people do the kind of shit that they do. It took me a long time to figure out the human psyche, the negativity of the human psyche. I didn't understand it. I'm not totally describing myself when I say this whole growing up with love thing, but it was true. My mom and my dad didn't call me out of my name. They didn't yell at me for silly reasons. They didn't ridicule me. They didn't do that. Now, my sisters did, though. They teased. But only Dita. Sheldon teased me. She was a good older sister. She was a good big sister. Zita, I had to grow into. But because she taught me the game, that's how we got so close. We were closer in age, number one. But even though me and my middle sister were closer in age, me and my oldest sister was the one that took me everywhere, that did everything with me. You know, she went on a date. She took me on the dates with her. I didn't give a shit. You know what I mean? She did whatever she wanted to do. I was enjoying a movie or whatever we was going to do. You know what I mean? That's where I learned not to snitch. But anyway, you know, when I got a little older and I realized that, you know, cats just get jealous and start hating and all of that kind of stuff, I wasn't really prepared. I'm like, what's up? Everybody likes me. Why wouldn't you like me? I'm Omar, you know, with the bush. Like, you hating on me. I didn't get it. I didn't get why people would try to trick you and lie to you for no reason. I didn't understand that. There's a part of I fully understand it now, but I didn't understand that growing up. Like, what are you doing it for? You know, I thought we only lie when we get in trouble. I thought we only lie to get out of trouble. You don't lie just to be lying. I didn't get it. Stacey White and Emily Dunlap in the house. I said Emily. And what up, Care Bear? Glad to see you there. Stacey White says, where's the membership button at? Well, I haven't developed the membership thing yet. See, the thing about the memberships is when you ask people to become members, you have to have content, exclusive content and things like that, that, you know, like I have to make the memberships worth something. And I haven't figured out exactly what to do with that. Of course, I imagine there are plenty of people who just have memberships where people are just donating. So good looking out for even bringing that up, Stacey. I've taken it into consideration, but maybe I'll look into it a little further since you think it's worth it. All right. Kevin says, not in my opinion. Seeing my parents work in sync taught me that balance is what's needed in order to have a successful relationship. Okay. Cool. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, one thing about love, it makes you vulnerable. It leaves you open. And you're not just open to heartbreak. You're not just open to disappointment. You're open to a whole bunch of things. Because when you are being loved by somebody and loved properly, you kind of relax. Because that's what love makes you do. It makes you relax. Of course, you know, butterflies in your stomach, goosebumps and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that goes along with love. But I don't associate that with love. I associate that with being nervous, being infatuated. You know, because you know, you don't really know a person yet, so you don't want them to, you know what I mean? You don't want them to see the natural, the all natural, not so flattering parts of what you think you have, you know? But when you're talking about somebody loving you properly, when somebody loves you properly, they make you comfortable. They make you feel safe, and they make you feel comfortable, and they make you feel vulnerable. And that's why a lot of people who think that they've been loved properly, think that they've only been loved properly for a short amount of time. And then when things didn't work out in their favor in the long run, it made a lot of people harder. So you could say that because they were loved properly, it left them unprepared for somebody who was just gaming them, somebody who just wanted to play them, somebody who just wanted their money. Somebody who just wanted some ass. Somebody who just wanted some clout. You know, I just want to be seen with a bad bitch. Can I get a bad bitch? When I walk down the street with my shorty, I want to feel like I just got the brand new 40 out the store. And I'm going to get more. Everybody get tipsy. Yeah, the chick is with me. When she walked down the street, I let her walk by herself and see who looks looking. And I see that they all looking, the eyes popping out their head. And I just said, yeah, I got me a baddie with a fatty and the big hangs. You know them things that I'm talking about, which come out feel good. She's my clout, and I ain't trying to route. Well, you might be unprepared for that. You might be unprepared for somebody who has ulterior motives besides really just liking you, wanting to be with you, wanting to spend time with you, wanting to be around you, wanting to be a part of you, wanting to build with you, wanting to go into the future with you. You might be unprepared for somebody who don't want to have nothing to do with you in that way. They just looking at it, you know, you just a means to an end. You are a tool for the fools. A tool for the fools. Mia says, loving someone makes you take on responsibilities you might not necessarily be ready for or even want. That is true as fuck. I remember hearing on this record by my man Sauce Money. Sauce Money, you know, Sauce Money used to write. He was a good friend of Jay-Z, and he was Fat Boy, and I think he was probably for Marcy Projects too. But he used to also write the rhymes for Diddy. So when Puffy, you know, like he wrote the whole "We Love You, Biggie" thing after Biggie died. Sauce Money wrote that. So, but on one of his albums, on Sauce Money's album, his solo album, he said, yeah, even got a brother on a pair of ice skates. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine his big ass, you know, because Sauce Money had to weigh somewhere between 300 and 400 pounds easily. So he thinking like his big ass on a pair of ice skates. But he was saying like, yeah, the girl was so... had me so open, I was like, all right, man, lace up the boots. Lace up my skates. If I go down, I go down, bud. But, so yeah. So that scares a lot of people away from love. Like, I don't know about this. So what about you? Does love leave you unprepared, soft and unprepared? Somebody starts loving on you, you think everybody else is going to love you too. It's like somebody tells you that they really like the way you look. They really like the way you wear your hair. You might sound like, oh, I did get my hair done, but somebody is telling you like, yo, your whole style, you're like, you got it. And I don't know if you've ever had anybody tell you that. You know what I mean? Catch you off guard. It catches you off guard. Somebody has been paying you attention who you didn't, and they're pointing out things that are true, but that you probably didn't recognize yourself. You know, somebody tell you something like, yo, you give off this kind of energy that makes people want to follow your directions, or that makes people feel good about themselves, or that makes people want to help you out, or that makes people, you know, feel good about being around you, or makes people be motivated to get themselves together. You know, somebody tells you something like that, and you may not have even noticed that about yourself, even if that's what you were trying to do. You may not have even recognized that it was a success on some level. You know, so when somebody is really, really reinforcing all of the good things that you want to feel about yourself, and I'm talking about in a genuine way. I'm not talking about somebody just gassing your head, but enough people tell you that you have this skill, that you have this ability, that you have this energy, that you have this power. Of course, you're going to start believing in that power. I mean, it must be real. It wasn't like you wasn't trying to do it. It would be that way in the first place, but somebody's been reinforcing it. You know what I mean? You know, they've been cheering you on. Yo, go, go, go. Now you've really, you know, it's helping you, helping your confidence elevate to a level unheard of before. You know? So you get to believing that you can do this shit. Legitimately, you start to believe that you can do this shit. And then you go and you go about your business doing it, but you expect that everybody is going to cheer you on wherever you go. You didn't even ask for the cheers. They just came naturally. Now you expected them to come, and you wonder, how come ain't nobody saying nothing? I just did a backflip. Ain't nobody even say, ooh, you know, some. I don't care how you almost broke your neck. If you successfully get off a backflip, motherfuckers gonna be like, ooh, you know, it ain't easy to do. You know how many people have gone through their life and never get being able to do a backflip? I never did a back. I have never done a backflip. As much as I used to like to see that shit, like, wow, they can do flips. You know, growing up in the 70s, everybody could do backflips. The 60s and 70s was full of nothing but backflips. Niggas was backflipping. You turn on the TV, backflip. You went outside, backflip. Somebody on your block knew how to flip their ass off. And you might not even known what the difference between a backflip was and a backhand stand. And, you know, we had all kinds of names for it. But anyway. You did a backflip, somersault, cartwheel, and nobody went, ooh. And you so used to hearing, ooh, Danish, ooh, wow, ooh. Yeah. But that's what love will do to you. Love will have you looking for those cheers. Love will have you looking for that love. It'll have you expecting to be appreciated. And if it doesn't happen that way, it'd be like, where is the love? Where is the love? And I'll be here. So whether we're talking about our children, who don't want to show their children a lot of love? But we know that not all parents know to shower their children with love and affection and reinforcing confidence. Not every parent seems to understand that. It's something we got to deal with. And it ain't just start in the 2000s. It ain't start in the 90s. It ain't start in the 80s or 70s or 60s or 50s. Listen. Verbal abuse, unkind words, they've been going on probably since the beginning of time. But it's sad to say that the people who have been verbally abused, the people who nobody has shown confidence in, the people who have had to get it up out the mud, they seem to be the ones that can handle all of the cruelties that the world will rain down on us. And don't get me wrong, because it's not all the time. Not all the time can all of them handle it. But when it's on, it's on. When it's on, it's on. And we be like, wow. You ever see something bad happen to somebody? And you be thinking like, yo, man, I got to give it to you. I got to give it to you because I never would have been able to take that. I never would have been able to withstand that. I never would. Like when you, I don't know, when I see a man getting cussed out by his girl. Now, who's supposed to love you more than your woman does? Who is supposed to love a man more than his woman does? Now, you might say his kids do. They shouldn't love you more than the woman that you had the kids with or procreated the kids with. And even if you didn't. Call me old-fashioned. But I believe that whether you have a baby or are married to anybody, you should be treated as such. You should be treated with that same level of respect as if you are running them kind of numbers. But that might just be me. So please, pardon me. But yeah. When you are shown love by somebody and they are reinforcing, you know, good thoughts and feelings and confidence in you. Yeah, that's an easy thing to get used to. And it's a hard thing to understand why it has left. Ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy. So what do y'all think? I mean, regardless, and trust me, not everybody agrees that being loving and reinforcing and doting over somebody, not everybody agrees that that's the way to go. A lot of people, it's just like, here's one. How many of y'all have been told by a little child's parent not to pick the child up? No, don't keep picking him up. Don't keep picking her up because they're going to be spoiled and blah, 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 blah. How many of y'all have seen that? I've seen it dozens of times. No, I ain't going to keep picking you up. No, I ain't going to keep. And they're literally telling the child that they're not going to pick up the child, not because they're tired, not because it's not the right time, but because they don't want the child to get used to getting what they want. Or even what they need. Because the rest of the world ain't going to do that. As if we should conduct our home life by what the rest of the world does. But hey, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to diss. I do get it. But because I get it too much. It's like, here you are, you know, you love this child. It might be your niece or nephew or your godchild or, you know, your little cousin, baby cousin. And one of the parents is straight hating on the damn child. No, don't keep picking that baby up. Let her cry. Let him cry. Ain't nothing wrong with them. You seen it, you heard it, some people have lived it, plenty of people have lived it. Unfortunately, some people will tell you that those kids who were treated that way will be ready for the world, because that's the way the rest of the world will treat them. But the kids who have been treated with love and dignity and respect and affection and just a good heart, it's going to be tough for you. Gonna be tough for you. The rest of the world ain't gonna do what they ain't gonna do none of that. They ain't gonna do that. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-Emism Show. I'm your host, Sun752. We're about to get on up out of here, but I wanted to holler at y'all about this topic. Does love make you soft and unprepared? If you've been loved and admired and doted on and just adored by a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a spouse, but y'all break up, does that make you unprepared for somebody who ain't as quick or fast or strong with the love? Somebody who makes you wait instead of somebody who impulsively jumps on you with the quickness. So, hold on. Let me see. Oh, y'all said some more? I didn't realize that. We're about to do the birthday shout-out. And then. Okay. Mia says, love definitely leaves me open and vulnerable. I ain't like it. I don't like it. Okay. Mia says, I heard a mother berate her son in public so badly. When he tried to plead his point of view for her acceptance, all she could say was, that goes to show how dumb you are. My heart hurts so bad for that child. Ugh. Yeah, that's ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. But yeah, that's what we're working with, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that's what we're working with. And I guess he'll be ready for how cruel the world is, because his mom just was as cruel as the world would be, right? Right. Well, just because we saw somebody do it bad doesn't mean that we have to follow suit. it doesn't mean that we have to be a part of that. And we probably shouldn't. Should not. Do not repeat negative behavior. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Lynn B.G. Brown, happy birthday to you. And also Rahat Suna Bay, turning 32 years old today. And Latoya Jefferson, happy birthday, turning 43 years old today. And that B. Bricks McIntyre, no relation. But what up, guys? Happy birthday to you. And also, and he's also turning 36 years old today. And Marcella Warfield, turning 47 years old today. Happy birthday. And Bryant Shabazz Lewis, turning 60 years old today. And Azita Streeter. Azisa Spirita, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl going all the way back to the 80s. And also Penn State. My girl, Martina Woodward. Martina Woodward of Catherine Street. I'm sorry, Christian Street. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious November 13th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn it too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the dance, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the dance, sing it, do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, being loved can make it soft and unprepared. But don't even try to dare to not give me love. I would rather be loved than to ever be hated. No debated. I can't be going through this bullshit with somebody who wants to abuse. And I don't care how much it's going to cost me in the end. I would rather win right now rather than lose. And I'm going to tell you straight off the dome, I'd rather be home instead of the streets with somebody that I love than I didn't think I can eat. But keeping things in proper perspective, whether we are treated great, we can't expect that everybody will treat us great. And whether we're treated bad, we can't expect that everybody's going to treat us bad. But it's not even just human nature, it's nature. Just like an animal out in the wild, if you give an animal a reason to come inside from outside and be domesticated, they'll do it. The same way that if you show a lot of negative energy to a wild animal, they're not going to come anywhere near you. Food or not, they ain't coming near you. I can wait it out. I see you put some food over there. All right, I'm going to chill. I'm going to wait until you leave. I don't care if it takes all night. I'll wait until you leave, and then I'll go over there and eat that food. Hopefully, nobody get it before me. But peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show. So I want y'all to have a great, 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 great day. Hey. Peace, y'all. All right, hold on. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side.